Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Love My Poland. License plates in Poland, or number plates as the British call them, were among the first curiosities of my early time in Poland. And there is so much more than meets the eye to these license plates. So today, I want to share four tidbits of must-knows about the Polish tablica rejestracyjna, or the Polish license plate. It's all coming up right after this. Number one, old versus new. First of all, the style has come a really, really long way. During my first years in Poland back in 99, everyone was driving around in these white and black plain Jane license plates that only kind of reinforced the depressing feeling that you would get having to push through those long gray winter months living here. But slowly and surely, you started to see changes in Polish license plates. The biggest change was the move to a more European Union style plate with a Polish flag, blue background, white background, right above the letters PL. I have an example here of a license plate that I found in a ditch recently while jogging around my neighborhood last weekend. In Poland, it's not customary to get to keep your old plates, as you're encouraged or maybe even required to return them to the transportation department. So I'll be heading there this afternoon. I'm really not sure why you're not allowed to, why you're forbidden from holding on to them as a souvenir, but I would assume the chief reason is to prevent some kind of fraud. In 2004, when Poland officially joined the EU as a member state, you saw the Polish flag disappear and it was replaced with the 12 golden stars of the European Union to be consistent with similar looking plates across Europe. Personally, I like the Polish flag above the letters better, but I get it. Also, check out the beautiful yellow plates that are available to drivers of antique cars and the new green-tinted plates for owners of electric vehicles. I saw my first one last week here in Częstochowa. Really sharp. Number two, personalized plates. I can say that after all my years living here, personalized plates are not regarded as an I-gotta-have-it item like they are in the USA. I don't know a single person here who has one. However, I was the proud owner of a personalized plate when I studied in the state of Virginia. I owned an Isuzu Trooper and I was trooping. When I look at this now, I kind of cringe, but back in the day, this was a fine thing. But in Poland, I think people shy away from them for a couple of reasons. First, they're expensive. The last I heard, they will run you a one-time fee of about 1,000 zloty, which is about $250. I remember clearly that I paid about $10 a year to have this plate in college. Second, I've heard people claim they're kind of tacky. The topic has come up many times over the years with friends and students, and most people give me kind of a frown if I even think about or mention getting a personalized plate. Most plates I've seen recently are from the names of businesses. They have your company name on it, and they kind of advertise, I guess. And that's acceptable. I don't know. Do any of you have personalized plates? I don't want to offend anybody. If you disagree with me or if you have a different comment, put it in the comments section concerning personalized plates. Number three, you are judged by your plates. Now, I know I'm going to hit a few nerves with what I'm about to say, but it must be said. The first two or three letters on your Polish license plate tells a lot about you and allows other drivers to sort of prejudge you. I'll give you a great example about Częstochowa and the surrounding regions. We start with the letter S. The first letter indicates your voivodeship, which is kind of like a Polish state in America. The next letter or two indicates your city or powiat, a powiat being something like a county. If you live within Częstochowa in the city, for instance, you will have an SC like we have here. This indicates that they are registered inside the city. Outside the city of Częstochowa, you have, for example, SCZ. My first car in Poland had SCZ as I lived on the outskirts of the city, and you would not believe how many of my friends and students gave me a hard time about that fact. They called me a villager or even a redneck, and they encouraged me to register my car in Częstochowa as it would be better for me and I would be more respected on the road. I imagine in other cities like Warsaw, Wrocław, Kraków, they have the same scheme and people who commute to the city from outside. It's just a crazy, crazy thing. Number four, Poles have special nicknames for every single license plate prefix, and some of them are really funny. Let's start off with a great local example. About half an hour outside of Częstochowa is a town called Kłobuszk. A lot of great people live in Kłobuszk, by the way, got friends there. But SKL, the first three letters, indicate that area. And if I had a dollar for every time I've heard Słoneczna California, which means sunny California, I would be retired a long time ago. Why sunny California? I have no idea. But I've also heard it put this way, SKL, Stuczka, Kolizja, Laveta, meaning fender bender, collision, and a tow truck. It's so mean. You can look online and find a decoder of all the prefixes with some really funny phrases and expressions. Take, for example, close to the seaside, NBR. It's a northern region near Kaliningrad, Russia. Poles have labeled this Niebezpiecznie blisko Rosji, or dangerously close to Russia. Very funny. Or CIN, which they just call Cincinnati. I like that one. But my favorite is WSZ, which is affectionately called Washington. Love it. Well, we could go on and on about this topic, as I am sure there are so many individual and unique interpretations. But I certainly hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did and you're hungry for more, go ahead and click the subscribe button on the Polska registration plate here, on the license plate. Have a great day. Stay safe out there in these times that we have. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.